Hi, this is Dr. Sayed dictating a televisit for patient. First name is Sayed, S-Y-E-D, last name Nasir, N-A-S-E-E-R. Date of birth is 12-27-1947, period examination date is 4-1-2024, period. Next line. Chief complaint. Loss of balance and dandruff, period. Next line. Subjective colon. Patient lost balance a few days ago at home, and he was taken to emergency room. He had an extensive workup done, and there was no intracranial bleed. Patient was sent back home for rehabilitation, and patient is receiving home PT and OT. Patient is improving. Next line, patient has dandruff on and off, and he has used ketoconazole shampoo with good results. Patient does not have any rashes on the skin, period. Next line, luteal system. Patient denied dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting. Period. Next line, patient has a history of Parkinson's disease and is being cared by his wife 24/7, period. Next line, assessment is Parkinson's disease, period. Next line, seborrheic dermatitis, period. Next line, plan is continue home physical therapy, period. Next line, start ketoconazole shampoo 2%, comma, apply to the scalp hair 2 times a week for 1 month, period. Next line, return to clinic in 1 month, period. Had a long discussion with his wife regarding treatment plan, and all her questions are answered to her satisfaction. She verbalized for understanding, period. Next patient is Macarmen, M-A-C-A-R-M-E-N, last name Perez, P-E-R-E-Z. Date of birth is 02-06-1957, period examination date. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today. High blood glucose. Period. Next line, subject to colon. The patient said that his patient said that her fasting blood glucose ranges from 140 to 160 milligram per DL. And she's advised on low-carb diet, also to check blood sugar at home and keep a logbook, period. Next line, patient has a skin rashes and she has a dermatology appointment, period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, vomiting, or fever, or recent travel or allergies, period. Next line, objective colon, heart examination and lung examinations are unremarkable, period. Next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness, period. Next line, neurological examination is unremarkable and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance, period. Next line, skin examination reveals few rashes and going to, and there is no signs of cellulitis, period. Next patient Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, last name is Falco, F-A-L-C-O. Date of birth is 09-04-1963, period examination date 04-01-2024, period. Next time, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of constipation, comma, rectal pain, comma, follow-up after surgery, and follow-up for hypertension, period. Next line, subject to colon, patient came today with her husband, and she has constipation on and off. However, she has improved and she's advised on high fiber diet, also to use Sushumna as prescribed, period. Patient has not noticed any blood in the stool period. Next line. Patient also has anal pain on and off, and it is much less now since she had surgical procedure, and there is no active bleeding at this time. Next line, patient has correction, same line, patient has a follow-up appointment with the surgeon and gastroenterologist. Here, next line. Few times the patient had a high blood pressure and she's advised on low salt diet. Also, she's on metoprolol 50 milligram half tablet. She's advised to increase it to 50 milligram once a day and monitor her blood pressure and heart rate period. Next time, patient also complain of minimal swelling in the legs because of prolonged standing at work, and she's advised to start using compression stockings in the daytime only. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, exposed to any infection for allergies, comma, calf swelling or calf tenderness, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, or snoring. Period. Next line. Past medical history significant for chronic bronchitis, and she is on Combivent inhaler, 2 puffs, 4 times a day as needed. Period. Next time, patient has a history of hypertension and she is on losartan 100 milligram once a day, and metoprolol 50 milligram half tablet once a day, along with low salt diet. Period. Next time, patient is also on Miralax 17 gram packet twice a day as per the gastroenterologist. Period. Also, patient is using Enosol FC 2.5% rectal cream as needed. Period. Next time, social history patient. Works. And mostly standing up. It's a full-time job, period. Patient has no history of smoking cigarettes, or alcohol use, or substance abuse. Here, next time, objective colon. Thank you, suffered without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Here, next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmurs. Here, next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line, abdomen is obese without any tenderness and bowel sounds are active. Period. Next line, there is no superficial tenderness. Here, next line, extremities are unremarkable and there is a trace of edema without any calf tenderness. Here, next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next time, had a long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan, and all her questions are answered to her satisfaction. She verbalized her understanding. Period. Next patient, Ramze, R-A-M-Z-E, last name is D-A-H-L-E-H. Date of birth is 10-10-1966. Period examination date 04-01-2024. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of left knee pain, comma, swelling, and left ankle pain. Here, next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that he noticed the pain and swelling in the left knee 3 days ago. It progressively got worse, and now the pain level is 7 or 8 on exertion and relief after resting. The patient used over-the-counter medication without much relief. The patient had a history of gout. Period. Also, the patient felt mild pain in the left ankle, and there is no significant swelling, and there is no redness of the skin or open wounds. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Excessive weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, calf swelling or calf pain, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, or loss of balance period. Next line. Attack medical history is significant for gout, and he's currently not taking any gout medication. Period. The last attack patient used prednisone and endomethacin with good results, and he had no side effects. Period. Next line. Social history, correction family history, not significant period. Next line, social history, patient is divorced, and he works in human resources. Period, patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use, or exercise, mostly walking. Period. Next line, objective colon, HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line, neck is supple, without any thyroid enlargement or lymphoid enlargement. The next line, heart examination has normal first and second response without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and pulses are active. The next line, extremities has no calf tenderness. Our patient has a significant tenderness in the left knee. Also, there is joint effusion. Period. Knee flexion is painful, and weight bearing is most painful. Period. There is no significant tenderness of the left ankle, and patient has a good range of movement of the left foot. Period. Right leg is unremarkable. Period. Next line, had a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan, and all his questions are answered to his satisfaction, and he verbalized full understanding. Period. Next question is Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R, last name is Blackshire, B-L-A-C-K-S-H-I-R-E, date of birth is 0208-1949, period examination date is 0402-2024. Next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today with a follow-up for diabetes mellitus with high blood sugar reading. Period. Next line, subject to colon, patient today that his fasting blood glucose is ranging from 170 to 180 milligram per DL. The patient does not have any dryness or mouth, common numbness, or thinning or blurry vision. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, incontinence to urine or leg swelling. Period. Next line, objective colon, heart examination has a normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is weak without any tenderness and bowels are active. The next line, extremities are remarkable and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. The next patient is Fauzia, F-O-U-Z-I-A, last name Yasmin, Y-A-S-M-E-E-N. Date of birth is 06-18-1958. Examination date is 02, correction, examination date is 04-01-2024. The next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of cough, comma, wheezing, and increase the pigmentation of the face. Here, next line. Subject to a colon. Patient stated that, correction, subject to a colon. Patient came today with her husband, stating that she has been coughing for past 3 weeks. And she had a COVID test done, which was unremarkable. A correction. Patient used over-the-counter pain cough medication without any relief, and there is minimal phlegm, and the patient did not spit any blood. Here, next line, patient also using, especially mostly in the night time. And she has been taking prednisone rheumatoid arthritis. And patient has used albuterol inhaler in the past. Here, next line. Patient also stated that she has more pigmentation of the face. Well, there is no itching or rashes here. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Excessive weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Snoring. Here, next line. Past medical history is significant for osteoporosis, and she is on alendronate 70 milligrams, one tablet a week, as per her rheumatologist here. Next line. Patient is on vitamin D3 for correction. Patient has vitamin D deficiency and she is on vitamin D3 5,000 units, one tablet every day period. Next time, patient has a history of mild gastritis and she is on famotidine 20 milligrams once a day along with the bland diet. Here, next time, patient has a history of hypothyroidism and she takes levothyroxine 75 microgram once a day. Here, next time, patient has a rheumatoid arthritis and she is on prednisone, 1 milligram, twice a day, as per the rheumatologist. Period. All of the rheumatology and medication has been stopped due to side effects. Period. Next line. She is also on gabapentin, 300 milligram, one tablet, twice a day, for chronic pain. Period. Next line. Social history. Patient is married, lives with her husband, and she's feeling weak lately. And she never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol. No social history. Drug use. She's tried to do as much house activity. However, she's much limited. Period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination reveals patchy hyperpigmentation of the face without any rashes. Beard. Next line. Oropharyngeal examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any lymphoid enlargement or stride up. Period. Next line. Heart examination as normal circumstances without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and pulsations are active. Here, next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Here, next line. Neurological examination is intact. The patient has generalized weakness. And she's walking with husband's support. Here, patient does not have any focal deficit. Here, next line. I had a long discussion with the patient and her husband, and all the questions are answered to the satisfaction they were organized for understanding period. Next patient. Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. Last name, Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D. Date of birth is 06-24-1944, period examination date is 04-01-2024, period. Next line. Chief complaint, colon patient came today. There's a follow-up after abnormal EKG and follow-up for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and patient also complained of poor vision. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient had recent EKG done for pre-op procedure and it was abnormal. And the patient had a history of atrial fibrillation. Lately, patient does not have any chest pain or palpitation. Next time, patient has a blurry vision and is going for cataract surgery. And currently, it is put on hold for cardiologic clearance period. Next line. A review of system, colon, patient denied. Double vision, comma, headache, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and he's on Eliquis, 5 milligram, 1 tablet twice a day. Period. Next line. Patient has history of hypertension, and he's on Losartan, 100 milligram once a day, along with Losart diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of diabetes, and he's on Metformin, 1000 milligram. One tablet in the morning and half tablet in the evening. And the basal insulin, 30 units every day subcutaneously, along with low carb diet. Your next one patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and he's on somatostatin 5 milligram once a day along with low fat diet. Your next one patient has a history of prostatic enlargement, and he's on tamsulosin 0.4 milligram once a day. Period. Next line. Family history, the patient is married, lives with his wife, and he's retired now. Our patient doesn't drive, limited area. Your patient has no history of smoking cigarettes, some alcohol use, or substance abuse. Your next time, obstructive colon, HEANT examination, unremarkable. Your next time, make it coupled without any thyroid enlargement. Your next time, heart examination has normal first and second sound without any murmur. Your next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness, and bowel sounds are active. Your next line, extremities has no cleft, tenderness, or edema, or tremors. Your next line, neurological examination is intact, and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line, had a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan, and is going to be seen by cardiologist for cardiac clearance. Period. End of dictation.